You're awfully quiet today, as usual. What thoughts are gathering you this time? Is that why your hand is making that fist? I'm just wondering if the thing you described as sadness is really something else. Something you're holding in, afraid that it wouldn't be appropriate. I am your therapist, after all. It's my job to detect that kind of repression. Right. And you wouldn't feel safe testing me because of what? Are you trying to make some assessment of what I can handle? What if it turns out you underestimated me? Who knows? Maybe I'll take offense to that. That's your fear, isn't it? You're testing the waters because you can't bear the thought of losing face in front of me. Are you happy that I have such power over you? Well, yes. Acknowledging your frustrations is an important step towards your goal, but I'd like to go beyond just acknowledgements. Frustration doesn't pop up for no reason, am I right? What is it that you're really afraid of me knowing? And what makes me important to you? Is it that I feed you any kind of validation? I'd advise you to think again about that. I barely nod my head at your stories. It's not like they have any chance of impressing me, you know. In fact, you've said yourself getting my approval is futile. That a well-educated young woman like me wouldn't have a slither of interest in... what was it again? An unemployed, socially inept bum like you? So, why do you care what I think? Did that feel like relief to admit? That's the problem, is you lusting after someone way out of your league. Who'd never steal a glance of you unless you paid her to listen to your pathetic conundrums? Keep staring at the carpet. It's expensive. Exclusive, even. And I paid for it myself. Tell me, does it hurt your ego that you're attracted to a young girl with a taste for things you could barely afford? Does it feel like you're not worth breathing the same air as me? Good. I'd like some further development on that. Lusting after someone sounds quite vague after all. And frankly archaic, if I do say so myself. Wouldn't this call for a more... detailed description of the things you wish you could do to my body? Are you thinking nice thoughts now? Ah, yes. White knights again. It's almost cute that you thought getting through the simplest works of Tchaikovsky would prove something to me. Not to mention the fact that you would identify with that protagonist in a sea of much more interesting ones. Maybe you should have gone with Notes from the Underground. So, long story short, you find me unobtainable. You want to hide behind some fictional, chivalrous, self-denying buffoon to escape the fact that you're a simp, longingly romanticising me as some saint, in order to seem civilised. Am I right? It's just that I see your glances at my cleavage, and the way your eyes wander up my thighs. Would you call those signs of nice thoughts? Yeah, do that. Apologize to me. Be ashamed. That's good. It's healthy to know your place. Keeps you anchored in the real world. The real world, as cold and hostile as the angstiest of your nightmare scenarios. Let them out for me. Admit the cliches in your mind. Exactly. You will never have me. You're not worth this body. Now, take a tissue, wipe your face for fuck's sake. Your tears are disgusting. See that? I brought you stress relief. Aren't I good at this? Doesn't it make you admire me? Sorry, but I'm not letting you off that easy. Let's get back to the subject at hand. What is it that you want to do to me when you look at me like that? Stop censoring yourself. Oh. Oh, God. What do you think this is? Some sterile clinic? Have sex with me. What a fucking joke. Give me details. Use the words that make those fists tremble. Give it to me. That's better. More concrete. And which of my holes would you like to do that to, if I may ask? Come on now. You must have some imagination in that useless brain of yours. Of course. I present you with freedom to choose, and you pick the blandest answer in the book. Are you trying to dry me up? Try again. And put in some effort this time. See? There's an improvement. My throat. Your dreams about taking my air away and making me tear up. You want me drooling for you, whimpering, begging, sobbing out pleas of mercy from getting skull fucked. You want the things that Jacoski's character dreamed about when the author moves our attention to someone else. That's good. Certainly better than those sad high school interpretations you gave me before. So, once you've attempted to make me choke on your cock, what do you want to do next? I felt your eyes glued to my pencil skirt every time you follow me into this room, like a castrated dog. Is there some hidden desire behind that? Better than I expected. No sensual foreplay. No starting out slowly or checking in on me. Loud smacks and a wet, meaty cock demanding what it wants. Would you pull my hair? Would you slap my tits and abuse my body to get back at me for knowing who you are? You'd do all that, wouldn't you? It would bring out the layers of misogynistic hate that you need to hide away from your surroundings, right? I bet you'd even feel better about yourselves afterwards. More like a man. Where would you come? Would you paint my red ass cheeks white? No? That wouldn't indulge discomfort, would it? You'd make me choke it down, gagging, just on the edge of puking. And then you'd slap my pretty face for being too beautiful for someone like you to get near. You'd abuse and rape my holes, because misogynistic violence is the only thing that could make you feel like more than an insect. Aren't I good at getting to the root of your problem? Your memory is rose-tinted, sweetheart. I thought you'd at least be able to recall what I said less than 5 minutes ago. Let me remind you. You will never have me. I wish you could get that thought out of your thick skull instead of getting caught up in delusions. But alas, wishes are only wishes. And I wouldn't be doing my job if I let you try and fail yourself. I'm here to guide you to better insights. After all, my methods are effective, even for hopeless cases like you. But the real work starts here. Are you ready? Daddy, you can come in now. Did you get the groceries like I asked you? All organic, yeah? We're so good at taking care of the environment, aren't we? Empathy is dearly needed in this world. Yeah, I know, right? 6 sessions. Just like the number of nights in the story. That's a new record. Are you proud of me, Daddy? I hope you don't mean that. You heard us from outside the door, right? A case like this doesn't call for compliments. Frankly, this man is some of the worst trash we've ever had to deal with thus far, isn't he? Why don't you show him what it looks like when a man superior to him takes everything he's ever desired and never will get... Yes, Daddy. I've been bad. I pretend to be smart again and try to use my brain to sound all academic. I'm so sorry. Oh, fuck, my cunt is so wet right now. You have no idea. No, Daddy, I won't talk back, I swear. Yes, Daddy, my place is on my knees, I promise. Please don't hurt my throat, I'll be so good for you, I'll be so Yes, I'm your fucking whore, Daddy. I need to know my place. I only exist to make your cock feel good and to be your dirty, nasty little slut and open up my holes for you. No, Daddy, you're right. I don't deserve it, right? Yes, Daddy, spit on my face and degrade me as much as you want. I'm just a cum whore. I'm just a... No. I don't have a brain. I only have a skull for you to fuck any time you want. Misogyny turns me on. I want to get abused by a real man like you. I want to... Yes, I'd be so bad. Reading about violent, toxic masculinity to rub myself off between appointments. Again, I'm sorry. Look, yes, Daddy, yes. Only you get to abuse me. Yes, yes, I'm your rape slut, Daddy. Please treat me like a whore. You see that, sweetheart? That's reserved for a man with ambition and intelligent. And this is what's being done to your old crushes by men who are capable of making a girl wet. And like you. Yes, Daddy. Yeah. Break me. Ruin me. Make the subhuman understand the things he will never, ever achieve in a million years. Fuck my throat until he learns his fucking lesson. I'm sorry, Daddy. I'm sorry for breaking character like that. I know it's not my place, I just... Who's gonna teach him about the food chain and natural selection and the sexual market, Daddy? I mean, look at his shoulders. Fuck's sake. Not to mention his jawline and his ludicrous way of fighting back the tears and... Yes. Yes, I went overboard again. I should just wait for the right moment to twist the knife. Just... Be reasonable, Daddy. Don't do anything extreme, please. It's really affecting my professionalism when I can't even sit down properly. Yes. Yeah, yes. Okay. On my hands and knees. I get it, Daddy. I just don't... No, Daddy. That's too rough. It hurts. I'm not going to be able to... Oh, my hair. Yes. Do you know how long it took me to... Fuck. Yes, Daddy, I'll take it. Yeah, I promise I will.
Okay, I'll take it.
Oh, fuck. Fuck. You see that? I told him no. Loud and clear. But he doesn't give a fuck, does he? No, because he's a man, understand? Oh, fuck. He's something worthy of raping this tight little cunt anytime he wants. And this pain doesn't mean shit to him. Let's see how wet he's making me. Having an alpha male come in here and teach you a lesson about how girls you love are turned into submissive cum sluts that'll never get punished. Ah, fuck. Yes, sorry, darling. I'm sorry. I spoke out of line again. Just please slower. Oh, fuck, it hurts so bad. At least. Ah, fuck. Okay, yes. But my cunt is only for you to fuck, Daddy. As rough as you want. That'll teach him for fantasizing about who's out of his reach. That disgusting piece of... Ow! Fuck. Get it? Through your skull, simp. This body is not for you. Nor is love. Ah, fuck. Or affection. Or anything of the pathetic other shit you want. Ah, fuck. Learn your lesson for once in your life as this man comes deep inside my... Yes, yes, Daddy, yes, 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 my throat is your come down, my throat. My throat is your coming up. Yeah. Make me a fucking hole. Make me. Did I do good, Daddy? Oh, fuck. Thank you. No, Daddy, I understand. My orgasms aren't important. I'll come later, watching degrading porn like you told me. And I'll keep away from those essays about toxic masculinity. I swear, reading isn't for women after all. Thank you for reminding me, Daddy. Sweetheart, look at my face. This is the face of a slut. Remember that. Because you'll never see it outside of porn again. Yeah. Let it out. Just wipe the tears away. They really don't help your look. The world's a cruel place for losers like you, isn't it? It's a good thing you're realising that. Thank you for helping me out again, Daddy. Don't forget to take the trash out when you leave. Did that give you a new perspective? I hope it did. Because if you ever want to live a productive life, you need to withhold yourself from unnatural desires. You know, unnatural for someone in your position within the sexual hierarchy. Wouldn't you agree? Splendid. Our time is up. Don't come back here again. I don't want you wasting my time anymore. You're not worth the money. Speaking of which, I'll send you an invite for the sessions we've had. Pay me on time. Now, get the hell out of my office, subhuman.